Great way to wake up Chris Renwick and his team tomorrow morning, 6 till 9, right here on WJR. Nice to have CreeksideHearth.com joining us now, too, on the Paul W. Smith Focus Show. CreeksideHearth.com. And I heard a promo for one of the great shows, and we're blessed to have them on this station on the weekends. They help so many of us, including myself. The Inside Outside guys, don't miss them on the weekend. Don't miss evenings at 6 o'clock. It's Sports Wrap with Lomas Brown Jr. and Anthony Bellino. Weeknights at 6 right here on WJR and right here, right now. Anthony, always a pleasure, my friend.
Uncle Paul, happy Monday to you, my friend. How are you, partner?
I am excellent, and thank you, whoever Joel Sebastianelli, and I don't know if I'm, did I pronounce that last name right?
Yeah, you did great.
Joel Sebastianelli, who did a well-deserved, wonderful profile piece on you on WDIV Local 4. You deserve that, my friend.
Yeah, he really did. Joel did a fantastic job. It was very nice of him to come in and spend so much time here at Danny's Fine Foods and, you know, highlight, you know, the wonderful folks here and the wonderful business that is this fine, illustrious grocery store.
It is.
Where I'm actually standing right now, yeah.
I don't doubt that. It is a Monroe iconic grocery store that even way back when my mother, Sweet Marie, used to shop there, I used to shop there, and it's still there. Danny's Fine Foods, and it truly is a great family business, your family, and that's why you really do go there, and you run the meat department when you're there. You're the butcher, and you go, you do a morning radio show, you go to the butcher shop, and then you come to WJR. And that's in between all the other appearances you make at the various, what was it, Parsons? The plural for all the stadiums that you are there as the host. I can't believe how much you do.
This is true. I'll tell you what, my mother is actually giving your Sweet Marie a run for her money. I'll tell you that much. You'd be very proud, as you call your mother you know, Sweet Marie. I call mine Special K, and she's definitely giving your mom a run for the money. But it's a relatively busy schedule here, Paul W. But that's okay. Well, I mean, you were working in Detroit and the city of brotherly love at the same time, so you know what it's like.
Well, I worked in New York City and Detroit every week. I flew back and forth on my nickel. And it was just a little more than a nickel, but I did that. But, you know, Special K used to bring us the best cookies ever when you were working on our show as an intern.
You know, she brought some. I delivered some the other night, and Jeff Marcero sat there and ate like five of them. All at one time, he was just shoveling them in. This was like right before Christmas. I brought him in. The sales team, I mean, you know, our sales team members are looking at me as Marcero's sitting there just pounding one of each kind of chocolate chip, peanut butter, oatmeal raisin. I mean, this guy's eating them like they're Oreos. These are full blown cookies here. I'm like, Jeff, you're going to have some sugar issues, my friend.
They were delicious cookies, that's for sure. All right, let's get to the harder conversation. The Lions ended their disappointing season on a high note, sweeping Ben Johnson and the playoff-bound Bears by beating them at home 19-16 and a walk-off 42-yard field goal by Jake Bates. But, you know, the problem is they can't help watching them and saying, where were they the last two or three games?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you think about that four-day stretch, too, between, you know, the Sunday the 21st and Christmas Day, and it's like, you know, Paul W., if they could have had that same fight that they showed yesterday, I mean, my goodness, and it was all right there, and the rest of the playoff scenario really played out to our favor. I mean, everything we needed to happen actually happened. So if you win against Pittsburgh and you turn around and you don't lay an egg on Christmas Day in Minnesota, I mean, we're in the playoffs. And I think that that's really the part that makes you shake your head the most, is the fact that all of our, you know, dreams, aspirations, all of the goals were all still right there, no matter how up and down the season was. But, you know, for this team to go out there and play the way that they did yesterday, to show the pride, the heart, even without Alex Anzalone, without Aleem McNeil, without Penei Sewell, you know, for those guys to still show up and play as hard as they did and come out victorious, I think it shows a lot about the character of this team, the makeup of this team. They didn't lay down. They didn't quit. They didn't wave the white flag. They still went out there. They competed. They played hard. They had something to play for, and that was to beat their former offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson. And they did just that. And I think if you're the Bears, you've got some serious soul searching to do, you know, going into the playoffs as the two seed, because that was a game that they should have won. I mean, you know, a Detroit team that's, you know, sitting some guys due to injury, you got to go out there and you got to win that game, especially the way that Detroit manhandled you in week two of this season. That's a bad look for the Bears and a good way to end the season for the Detroit Lions, who now they have some soul searching to do this offseason. I loved what Coach said at the end of the game in his postgame presser about the fact that, you know, this is on him and this is on Brad Holmes to get this thing fixed this offseason, and that's going to be by addressing some of the key issues that they have, which is, one, offensive line, two, defensive line, and then, you know, three is going to be in the secondary.
Well, they won't say it. I'll say it for them. Certainly those touchdowns nullified against the Rams and the Steelers. You got to give the Stripes a little credit for screwing up the Lions, because they really screwed up the Lions with those calls. But be that as it may, we've been through the Frank Ragnow retiring and then being teased that he was coming back. That's over. I don't think that's ever going to happen, right?
Yeah, it'd be very interesting if he did. You know, I can't help but think that if he sat down, you know, he called it quits in June, and then did he feel bad about what he was watching? Did he think that he had more in the tank? Did he want to come back? And then that's when he realized that, hey, my hamstring's like torn in half and I can't do this. Like, I'm not going to be able to do it. I don't know. Inquiring minds would like to know, does he think that maybe there is a comeback? I'm not really sure. That's a conversation that they're going to have, but, you know, addressing the center position, does Taylor Decker, you know, is he going to retire after, you know, in this off season? That's a position that left tackle they'll have to take a look at. Graham Glasgow is another one. So, you know, they've got some serious questions on that offensive line that they're going to have to address and answer immediately.
So what would Coach Anthony Bellino do first up for the new season for the Lions?
Well, first up for this offseason is left tackle, it's center, and it's offensive line depth. Aiden Hutchinson needs, you know, I think Al-Quadin Muhammad did a really nice job at the other defensive end position, but I definitely think the defensive line needs to be addressed. Is it on the interior? Is it on the opposite end from him? So I think that the first 3 to 4 picks in the upcoming draft, you know, I know that we are drafting talent, not necessarily position of need. I hope that those two things align for Brad Holmes and that the chips fall to where that those areas are addressed, both in free agency and through the draft, because I don't think that we are in a position to where we can take on developmental projects. You have to have guys that you are going to be able to acquire both in free agency and in the draft that can come in and make an immediate impact that you can basically plug and play and get ready to start day one of the 2026 season.
AB, Anthony Bellino, what is your quick take on the 22nd head football coach at the University of Michigan, Kyle Whittingham?
Just what the doctor ordered, you know, maybe an elder statesman with a lot of experience who is just going to right the ship and get this thing turned around. Love the staff that he's putting together. Don't necessarily love what I saw to the quarterback play. I mean, at least we threw the football in the bowl game, so that's a positive. I mean, we don't need a 1924 offense with a $12 million quarterback. So I would expect big things out of Bryce Underwood in year two, and I would expect Kyle Whittingham to get this thing to Michigan and Michigan's offense looking more and more like a 21st century offense come the 2026 campaign.
Does the $12 million quarterback have an opportunity to go to the portal because of a coaching change?
He does. I mean, everybody can go to the portal in the current landscape of the NCAA. I don't think that he does. I think he stays.
Because he wouldn't take the money with him, I guess.
No. You'd have to forfeit that. You'd forfeit that cash. But there's plenty of money in college sports that he would find it somewhere. I just think that this is a good spot for him, and I think that this head coach, they're going to tailor make this offense for him, and he'll figure that out very, very quickly.
AB, Anthony Bellino, co-host of Sports Wrap with the legend Lomas Brown Jr. and Anthony Bellino, weeknights at 6 right here on WJR. And if they go to, WDIV.com, can they find Joel's well-deserved, wonderful profile on you? Can you find that online? I don't even know.
Yeah, if you just search WDIV and Anthony Bellino, it'll pop right up in the Google machine. You'll be able to click on Detroit.com. It's right there.
Well, well-deserved, my friend. Keep up the good work. You're a good family man.
Thank you, Paul W. I appreciate you.
All right, Anthony Bellino here at 129 on WJR.